Welcome to the Weave Message. I am Apchar over here, the one without a face. Next to me is Seshan, below me is Aruk, and we have Delanta. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I said say hi. What did you say, Aruk?
It's a form of hi.
I'm surprised he went after you when I didn't say anything at all.
It's funny.
Oh, God. Anyway, first order of business, I need to change my face every time we begin our thingy.
Mm-hmm. Now this time we don't know.
Okay.
this is the next part of the puzzle, the Jurassic puzzle.
Actually, no, yeah. So the... Why didn't you use this picture last... Anyway, yeah.
I don't know. However, can you take a guess as to what I came up with? What I just showed you is not a hint, but...
It's never a hint.
Does it have something to do with the title?
Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
Why do I feel like he's like the... Cat? He might be like the mask from the Phantom of the Opera.
Are you going to be a cat from Cats?
Am I going to be a cat from Cats? These are good suggestions. Is it the right one?
It's probably something completely unrelated.
We're about to see.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Are you a flashlight? What are you?
It's a mechanic.
It is a mechanic, but what's
what
the...
kind of...
Now I'll be honest with you. I just went into paint and I just started drawing.
that's all your pictures.
There was no plan as to what this thing is.
So you just kept on, you just moved your mouse and just drew, and this is what you came up with.
Okay. Yeah, I drew the face and then I started like, this is his body. And I just drew a body and gave him arms, gave him a pocket.
The art inspires him.
His necklace, it's a necklace of the Wagoneer.
Okay.
Blessed by the gods of wagoning.
Sure.
Yeah, you really advise
not. No, I don't.
We don't need lore for all his characters, let's just say.
I simply named this fellow The Fellow.
The Fellow. He's the fellow of all fellows.
I like the name.
He's the fellow.
He's the fellow. He's mysterious. What is his story? Who knows? Where does he come from? Where does he go?
I mean, clearly he comes from a shed.
Is he friends with Cotton Eye Joe?
Cotton Eye Joe. Perhaps he is. Perhaps he isn't. Or perhaps it's his favorite song.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Is it a very relatable song?
Very relatable song. Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Okay.
Good Lord.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Okay.
All right. You get it? It's funny because the song is about an
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, all right. I know today your fire has upgraded to.
I am now in my hot tub, a little hot tub.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I guess hot tub for fire is lava.
Lava.
Yes.
What would the sauna be?
Steam.
Isn't that a normal sauna?
It's a form of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right then. Well. Here on the Media Message, we do the sillies. Some of us are not really awake enough to be doing this shit, but we still do.
I mean, speaking from experience.
Either we woke up too early or we're late in the night and we're like, what are we doing?
That's what happens when you're from different time zones.
Yes. With all of the... I don't know about booze, but all of the caffeine in everyone's system, if there's any. And there we are. We have an evidence of caffeine.
No, the logo.
You're going to get banned.
I'm going to get banned by PepsiCo.
Oh, no, wait. This also has a logo. Shoot.
That makes it worse.
So last week was KitKat. This week is Pepsi.
This will move the remove the label and look for it.
You can just cover it.
Why is this label very hard?
How about you just remove the bottle from the screen?
Wait, no. I got this.
Yeah.
Hold up.
One year later. Ladies and gentlemen, for our audio listeners, Glantha is currently removing a label from a bottle of undisclosed.
Why did they make this label very tight? Hold up. I got this.
They want people to see it.
I don't know what
you said. You know what? I can't do it. It's.
I'm gonna get banned.
But yeah, caffeine.
Caffeine, indeed.
Does Pepsi have caffeine?
No.
Does it not?
I know Coke does. I don't know about every cola.
It's a different type of ingredients.
Probably,
maybe.
Yeah. I'm gonna guess our local Pepsi doesn't have that.
Pepsi have caffeine?
Anyway, sugar keeps you off.
Some of the most. Pepsi has 38.9 milligrams of caffeine per 12-ounce bottle.
Yep, caffeine keeps you awake.
Actually,
definitely not falling asleep after that one sip and switching back to water.
Actually, I think cola is a caffeinated soft drink, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know, all soft drinks have like caffeine in it? Like some level of caffeine in it?
I know Dr. Pepper.
So that means Sprite has caffeine as well?
No. So, it's not a cola, right?
If it's a cola, okay. If it's a cola, it has to be a cola.
Are you telling me Kick Cola is a caffeinated drink? This is outrageous. I don't even know Kick Cola is still around.
Probably not.
To be making that type of...
Do they make?
I don't think so.
My Cola is still a thing.
Oh, really? That's a real blast from the past. Shout out to all of you who remember My Cola in its days of... being a reigning local Sri Lankan cola.
I remember in our school fair, I forgot the fair.
Okay.
Walk-in fair.
They were going to say the Aksha.
We paid for a stall and we made the burgers, if I remember correctly.
Who's and the we here?
Me and Nazik, and I don't understand what Nazik did, but.
Where he was just doing the cooking, the serving.
Actually, no. Nazik did the cooking. I was just there.
So we're basically doing like real life Overcooked.
Yes, pretty much.
We restarted.
Yeah. I remember a kid came up to our table and was like, "I'll pay for the burger. If I don't like it, you have to give me the money back." And I was like, "You're gonna like it, boy."
Better like it, boy.
Advertising.
And then he ate the burger and he was like, "I like it," and he left.
What does the story have?
The reason I brought it up,
okay, yeah.
It was my father had some connection to know the guy who owned Kick Cola, and so he managed to get him to send a case of Kick Cola to sell at this fair from our stall.
How many did you sell?
There were 800. I mean, there were 100. There were 100 Kick Cola cans.
And you also
and we sold all of them.
Oh.
Because he gave it to us for free.
Oh.
So y'all could charge whatever you wanted, right? And it wouldn't.
Yes. We just went to another store and saw what they were selling their Coke for. And it was 100, so they're like, we're selling our Kick for 80.
Business 101 right there.
Underselling.
What do they call it now? Grinders mindset, you know?
And I remember we made a loss on the burgers, but the Kick Cola saved.
Damn.
That was an entertaining.
It's not like you're doing it for charity or anything.
I also remember Arjun still owes us bloody chicken lollipops. You bastard.
You can send this to him now.
That's the first ever meaty call out directly to you, Arjun.
I still remember. He said you'd bring it, and then when we got there, I didn't bring it. The scallywag. All right.
Anyway.
Moving on. You may have noticed the title. I forgot the title. What's the title again?
Boo, oh, an E.T. musical. You're the one who gave it.
There are two elements to that. Boo, an E.T. musical. Now, I thought, here's a way to get to know everyone's musical tastes. All right? We all have tastes of music. We all lick the legs of Spotify.
Pause.
Hold up. I would like to personally say I do not have a feet fetish.
Wait, hold on.
Anuk has no feet, that's proof enough.
Up. Hold up. Please. Boys, gentlemen.
Girls, ladies. Did Abjad
just say...
Yes.
...that we lick the legs of Spotify?
We are the consumers of Spotify, is what he means.
I don't think that's what he means, Anuk.
Well, that is sort of what I tried to mean. I just tried to say it fancily, but it came out wrong.
Yes, we
lick. Way to say it. You want to say you're a consumer of something? Just say you lick their legs. Genius. Anyway,
I was thinking of what do you call the phrase suck the teats of this rich person.
Okay.
To be like that, and I was like, okay, but Spotify, we use Spotify. I'll just pick a different body part and a different accent. That's where my brain went for some reason.
Alright, again, continue.
This means that Dilantha frequently licks the feet of Riz.
He nibbles the toes
of Riz.
Oh god. But we all have the musics in our minds and our hearts and our souls. And I thought, what if I just stole a game from someone else? So we're gonna be playing Song Association.
Song what?
Song Association.
Have you heard of that?
You know what? This is the wrong time to do this on stream, but we should probably have a name for these segments where you play games.
It's a game segment.
There you go, that's your name. Ask and you shall receive, Sasha.
Creativity 101.
Creativity 101.
I meant something more to do with, you know, the meaty message.
The meaty game.
Next time, we'll come up with a better name for this.
Hold up, I'm going to Google some other words for games.
Can someone please explain the Song Association thing, because I actually don't know what it is.
I think we played it before, but
I think we have.
So I'm gonna give you a word, and you have to just sing a lyric from a song with that word in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, we're gonna sing.
Not the start, right? Just it's any.
It just needs to have the word in it.
Okay.
It just needs to have
the word in the lyric you're singing.
Okay.
And you have to sing it as well.
Sure. It doesn't even need to be the name of the song. It just needs to be the lyric.
No.
Yeah.
Technically, if I say the word Bohemian Rhapsody doesn't count because it's not. He never says that word in the song.
I'm really scared to think that that's going to be one of your words, but I'm not going to think about it.
First word, Rhapsody. No. All right. But we all know how the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an answer,
yes,
just sing it, I guess. Even if you overlap someone else, who cares?
Okay.
Oh no,
are we getting?
We're not winning prizes here, or are we?
Do you have money to pay us?
We're not winning prizes here. So
that's what I thought.
Are we all ready for Song Association?
I guess
never. No.
Just to make it orderly, let's go. Let's take turns, shall we?
Take turns?
As in, like, we'll go in an order. Otherwise,
no.
You want us to overlap?
Song Association is.
You want?
Yes. Okay. Oh, we could use that buzzer app that we used last time.
Let's not do that.
Bazonk.
Bazonk.
I would rather not bazonk.
All right. Let's just.
Exactly.
Overlap.
All right, so
I was going to say let's put our hands up, but then Anuk doesn't.
Anuk just every single round.
Anuk could do that.
get a PNG of a hand and just put it.
And when you have an answer, just drag it up.
Sure, give me a hand, PNG sound, if you can find one. Good one.
Gosh, I'm probably not the best person to do this.
Wait, let me get you one, Anuk.
I can't really do that because I think if I go out of Discord, yeah, the cameras go. Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's
all good, all good. I'll do that. I think this one works.
Wait, does it have the proper PNG? Background?
I need to see. I think it should be okay. I did your trick.
No.
Yeah, right?
Oh, we found the same exact one.
Yeah, that's the first one in the transparent section, which is like ray. Well, there's also this one.
Yeah.
Oh no, wait, that's not transparent.
Get the one that Dilanta put. Akshan's one has a border for some reason for me.
Doesn't have a border for me.
Oh yeah, they're both fine then. All right, I don't know. You have a hand now.
Congratulations.
Hands.
I guess you could say.
I don't know why you're raising your hand like this, but we shall all do this.
Yeah, we all have to do that now.
Mother.
If we don't answer like this, it doesn't count. That's the. Yeah, it's
very... Have you got your hand ready?
No. 1 minute. I'm still getting my stuff ready, but I'll give you a
fire, sire.
What?
Thank you.
You know, sire, me, he's like a very posh way of saying sir.
Yeah.
Fire, sire.
Is that what Anuk is?
I'm a sire.
Anuk is a fire, sire.
Okay, there you go. That's your
there you go.
All right. All right. Bring your hand, raises from the lava. We'll know you have an answer.
Does he have a hand there? Oh, nope.
No, all right.
All right. We're ready to associate some songs, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. There are 10 here.
Gosh.
First word. No.
Nobody knows the trouble I've been in.
Hey.
No woman, no cry.
I don't since I got a pride point for that.
I didn't even raise my hands. I just realized that my hand's up now.
No, your hand was up, right? When you
did I don't remember putting it up.
I think you did. Yeah, you did it and sang at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't do it for true.
It's just Dilanta.
Oh god. Just Dilanta doesn't have one.
I need to give one as well?
Yeah.
Let's say this, if you can't think of one at all, you lose a point.
I have no points here.
Well, I don't got a point.
I can't think of anything.
Well, alright, so the scoreboard is Aruk with 1, Sasha with 0, and Dilanta with -1.
Wait, what? You didn't even say there were points. I thought we were just doing this.
Yeah, we're doing it. With points.
What's the point of points if you're not giving anything?
Well, I am giving you something. Points! Alright, next word. Alright, for the next word.
Sure.
Can you think of a song with the word only in it?
Oh, want you to so make me and... feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
Oh, nice.
That sounds just unlocked a point right there.
It's a point he didn't want, but it's a point that he's got.
He got it. And it's the only point he got.
It's the only point. Oh, very good one. Very good. What are the other songs only in it?
Shit.
On the spot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything.
That's what is
blanking out. I'm blanking out.
The one I was thinking of was only you.
Okay.
I thought of that, but I don't know what song or how the rest of it goes. I only know those two words.
You just said that, and then that would have been fine if you just sang it.
What song? What song is it though?
It's only an Okay.
Sure. Move on. Next one.
Sun is 1 point. I look at 0. Blunder is a -2.
Whoa.
He can bounce back.
What? Yeah, why does he have -2?
Because he didn't give an answer. This time.
If you can't think of an answer at all.
Oh, it's so Anuka 0 now?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And you have 1. Next word. Trouble.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Hit that.
Come on.
I have another one, actually.
Oh, give it to me, Sasha.
I'll give you a hint. Olimars.
Oh, you're troublemaker, troublemaker, that one, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not going down in
front. Shit, I'm thinking.
Troublemaker. That's a good one.
Wait.
Blanking. Why don't we stick in the blanks?
I'm blanking out.
You're blanking out. Well. The song I was thinking of.
Pink Trouble. I forgot how the song goes.
Don't want black.
I don't pink. Even know this song.
That's fine. That's fine. Just give me minus.
No,
points.
No, you
it's
meant
fine.
Pink, right? Just pink.
Yeah, pink.
Okay.
Pink with exclamation point.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just give me minus right. points. It's easier. I forgot how the song goes.
-1 and -2 still on the ladder. But 2 for Session. I'm forgetting.
Hey, whoa. -1, right?
You didn't. He got it first, so he gets a point.
You just don't lose a point.
You just don't lose a point. Next word. Old.
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
I am blanking even worse now.
I'm like thinking of all the easy ones.
Yeah. I think all of yours have had. Has it had the word in the title?
Yeah.
No, except not. Oh, yeah, the last one was trouble. Yeah, I knew you were trouble.
Old. Why?
Lucas Graham.
Take it.
No, you take it. It's fine.
Do you remember it? I know what it is.
I don't know how the tune goes again. Shit.
Once I was 7 years old.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. Well, Sasha, I got another point, taking him to the lead with 3. Blunther, you've not lost any war. You've got -2.
All right, I'm back now.
You're tied with Blunther now. -2. Fighting for second place.
Wait, the Blunther doesn't gain a point, right?
No, so the first person to answer gains a point. If you give an answer after that, you don't lose any points.
Indeed you do. Next word. Down.
Baby, are you down?
Sashan, I put my hand up first, Sashan.
To be fair, Blunther didn't put his hand up first.
I thought we just sing when we...
No, all right, that's fine. Why you raise your hand.
No, sorry, fine, go ahead.
Baby, are you down?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought of -1.
-1?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you if you blank out.
No, wait. I'm pretty sure.
Don't you want it to lose a point?
No, it's... I mean, no, because he gave me...
Get down for what?
It's turned
off. Turned down for whatever. It's turned off. I thought it was get down.
That was going to be my hint for you, yeah.
Turned down for.
And then Anuk.
So fine, no. I'll put my hand up before I sing.
I'll point to you. I'll say your name.
Point to you.
How are you going to point? Even if you had a camera, you can't point to us. You'd have to be like,
No, I don't know.
Anuk, there is...
Yes.
There's a KSI song, if you can think of that one.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's one of the fight songs.
Oh, Down Like That.
Yeah.
Down Like That.
Down Like That. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll work with that.
Thank you.
Why not? Everyone's at the same place they were, except the one who goes up by war, to a negative war. We're now at number 6. Can you think of a song with the word about? Go, Sasha.
I think I have one. Damn it. I just had it and I lost it.
Alright, his hand is rescinded.
Yeah.
It's all about you, girl. Da,
da, da, da, da, okay, da. I have one.
Okay, I've never heard that song before.
I have one. Sex, baby, let's talk about you and me.
That's a good one.
Okay. That works, yeah. I've never heard that song, Glenda. What is that?
I know it is about in a bit. I'm going to look it up.
I know the song. Baby, put my hands up. Shit, this man's. My hands are popping up.
It's fine. Okay, go.
About. Ah, fudge. How did the tune go again? If you went off. Damn it. Hold on. Let me figure out the tune. About you. You got what I need.
And you say you're just a friend.
Just a friend. So, my song, I just remembered, I looked up where it's from. It's from SpongeBob. Yep. It's apparently from by a boy band. It's SpongeBob.
Nice.
But
you remember the boy band, so
no, because I remember the tune goes, "It's all about you, girl, on your 16th birthday, pay attention to you, girl." Something, something that it goes up.
Yeah, I see. At a sweet 16. All right then. Well, that got you the point.
Back to zero.
Arok is still remaining at -2. Sashan remaining at 3. A triple, I dare say. Alright. 4 more left. This is going to be who's quickest on the trigger. Because I have a feeling everyone will have an answer for this one. Come.
Sorry. Yeah, wait. I got it. Oh, fetch.
I actually don't have one.
Come together right now.
Me. Okay. Then.
Why is nothing coming to my head? I don't know if it's you anyway.
Here comes the sun.
I'm gonna lose a point finally. Hold up.
It was a fight. An answer better come soon.
Yeah. why am I blanking?
I know, it's drawing, right?
I have a song in my head. So I know there's definitely enough songs.
Why am I blanking?
Yeah, when you're on the pressure.
I thought of one, but I even if I give you the hint, I don't think you're gonna get it. There's a BTS song.
What?
Really?
There's a BTS song. It's from their last album.
Is it something famous?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of the newer ones from that album.
I don't think I would have known a newer song from the album though. Trying to think of like something.
I will say we'll call it here and such.
Oh, you can say Selena Gomez.
What?
Selena Gomez.
Around it, I don't know if you can see.
Yeah.
Come and get it.
Ah, when you're ready. Okay. I lost a point.
You lost a point.
Wow.
And so you're now down to 2, and Lander's up to 1.
Wow.
Clinch it with these last 3 that I have here. And Anuk, thanks for trying. You were in the lead in the beginning.
I know.
But you see.
No, but it's tough. It's tough. Like, this is, it's like you say, on the spot. On the spot.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. And not to put you on the spot again, but next word. Once.
Sorry.
Once.
Once upon a time. Once I was 17.
I was thinking about it. I was like, is that?
Oh, God.
Well, Glantha's caught up with Sashar. He's at two.
Unless I lose something.
Unless you lose something. There's a very big song that Glantha gave a little hint to as well. That I don't even think he realized he gave a hint to it.
Once?
Yeah.
Is it like a fairy tale song? That's what I also was having in mind.
Maybe it is.
Is it not?
Once. Maybe
it is.
It is a fairy tale song.
Once upon a time.
Do you have anything, Anuk?
I'm thinking.
I'm going to give it 5, 4, 3, 2.
Just tied with me.
No.
1. Boom. The fairy tale song I was thinking of was Somebody Wants.
That's.
I know.
I had it in my head. I was like, I was thinking of all the time. I was like, I don't know why I didn't.
It's fine, even you're under stress.
Alright, I'm tied with Dilanta. It's a tiebreaker.
1 for Sashan. And Dilanta has 2. And Sashan, you have negative. No, you have 1. I have 1. Don't have a negative.
I can either tie with him or lose.
Oh, God. Oh, Anuk can just steal the points from both of you.
How is that possible?
Anuk's at negative, what? No.
I have a feeling the last question is going to be a bit of a...
Well, there's 2 more left. So there's a chance. One can take it back in the lead. One can tie it up again. We don't know. Let's see. Next song. Never.
Never say never. Sorry, I didn't put my hand up.
It was that song.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
And then Anuk said, never say never. So, okay. Glantha has 3 points up on the board, you see. If Sasha wants to stay in the game, he's gonna have to give an answer. Wait a minute. Yeah? He's gonna have to give an answer. Otherwise, even if next round Glantha doesn't get it and someone else does. Wait,
you were saying the Justin Bieber song, and you were saying that never gonna give you. Why is this hard?
The hint I could give.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
So Sashan has 1. Glantha has 3.
He's anyway 1. Unless he doesn't answer the next one.
If he cannot think of a word, of a song with this word in it. So, Glantha, everything's on the line now. You are at last place. And now you are in the lead.
The word is going to be discombobulated.
Anuk, what do you think of this competition so far?
Splendous.
What?
Splendous. And that's our next word.
No. No. That's not even a word.
All right, so will Dilanta take this and go with a glowing win? I don't know what I'm saying. Will Sashan steal the win from him, or will Anuk just ruin it for everyone?
Anuk,
I can't wait.
Is this like worth 100 points or something?
No, this is what the same about. Last word. Attention.
You took it.
Glantha?
You know what? I'll let Sashan have it because I was going to sing that anyway.
Sashan, you just want attention.
You don't want my heart.
Pulling up behind the lantern with a two.
The lantern, you need one if you want to.
The lantern. She could have been a song with attention in it. Maybe you should have kept your word that you had the lead on before you.
Otherwise, we're tied.
We will have to go to a tiebreaker right after this, if so. I don't think you even want to give it attention. So.
I know the song is by New Jeans, but I don't know if I forgot how the tune goes.
That's what I was thinking as well. I was like, I know there's a New Jeans song, but I don't know how it goes. I don't even know if it has. Does it have the word attention in it?
It does.
The song is called Attention. I know that.
It does
that.
Have attention in it as well.
Does it have attention in the song? Okay.
That's I'm looking it up now.
Wow. Wait.
No, I don't know. So I know the song. I'm not going to win it anyways. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take the loss. I'll take the loss. I just want. Now I want to know what the lyric is.
Alright.
Move to a tiebreaker.
Move on to a tiebreaker. We didn't think we'd get here, did we?
Now he has to look for another word.
Don't worry, I'll just think of a word. I'm gonna look at my Spotify, find a song, and I'm just gonna pick.
Imagine he picks Bohemian Rhapsody.
Your word is Galileo.
Galileo.
Galileo Figaro. All right.
I wouldn't have got the attention one.
Attention one. Well, that means you are tied together in bondage. No, not in bondage.
Uh-huh.
Let's move on from that. But tiebreaker. What is the word that could define a tiebreaker, I dare say? Well, it is this one. Are you ready, contestants?
Mm-hmm.
Your word is dead. Dilanta.
It's dead, right?
Yes, dead.
She wants me dead. She wants me dead.
And we have our winner.
Yay.
Forgot we had that.
I surprisingly couldn't hear that, but yeah.
Congratulations to our winner right here, Mr. Xenoflex, aka Johnny Boy. Concessions to our second place runner-up, Seshadi, put on a hell of a fight, and I know you in the lead at the beginning.
For like one round.
For like one round, exactly.
you scared everyone into thinking you will win this inclusion. But then you graciously gave it to everyone. That's what
good
happened, right?
Good showing, chaps. Good showing.
Good showing. All right, then. Well, that was our first game for the day. We'll do the other one later, maybe.
Have another one?
Okay.
Another one.
How long do you expect us to stay online?
Forever.
I have a job to get to tomorrow.
Well, now you're getting paid.
But before we do that, if we do that at all, let's discuss more calmer things in life. The calmest things in life that's going on in the gaming world, in the movies world, in the animes. Whatever you want to talk about. The first order of business is, is there any news of the world that anyone wants to talk about, discuss, bring up, perhaps?
I do have, but if anyone wants to go first, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm curious to hear what your news is.
So I did a bit of research before.
Damn.
Before saying, huh?
Damn.
So everyone knows about ChatGPT, right? Obviously, it's in the news, everyone's seen
what's
it somewhere. You really don't know ChatGPT?
No.
Never heard of this ChatGPT that you've spoken about, yeah.
All right.
What does GPT stand for?
GPT.
Does it actually stand for anything?
Brand piano technology.
GPT stand for generative pre-trained transformer.
Exactly.
Autobots.
Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, so there is one study by Stanford and Google that they did where they use ChatGPT to make a game or NPCs to react with each other, like in real time.
I saw this.
Smallville ChatGPT, it's called. I was looking at the published paper that they did. Very interesting, I must say. The models that they use, the AI models that they use, is
cool.
Should I share the video so that you can, the people can watch it? Not a full video, they can watch like half of it, like sections of it.
How long is the video?
The whole video is 12 minutes, but like you can just like watch, skip and watch.
Yeah, sure, I want to see.
I shared it. Session, who was able to share it? Okay, I don't think.
It's most likely
Dilanta, if you're able to.
I can. Just a second. No, that is. So they made a game
where basically the NPCs are able to react with each other based off conversations. One guy talks and then the other guy reacts based on the conversation. So one such conversation was like, if you're planning a Valentine's event, that guy would talk to one guy and that second guy would spread the rumor or the whole conversation with another dude in the same vicinity. So it keeps on improving and improving the model. Or the whole scenario, so to say.
You guys ready?
So it's like it's almost interactive rather than being.
Let me just play it without audio.
Play it without audio
while we talk.
So as you can see, like there are people in different sections of the house, right? So I think you should skip forward.
That's a bit too. Where?
I think maybe. Maybe about 3 minutes in? Yeah, about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 2:30? 2:30?
2:30? Okay.
I feel like there's interactions supposed to start, I think. This is where they start interacting. Somewhere around here. So yeah, you can see like conversations are starting to take place.
So wait, all the interactions are autonomous?
Fully autonomous. It's just one, maybe they start with one reaction and then it just keeps on going and going and going. So there is small inputs given to one guy, I think. Didn't really fully read the whole thing, but they give characteristics to each person. So like one maybe a bit moody, one maybe a bit more sad vibes, something like that. So each person has its own characteristic, but based on each character, they create a scenario. So imagine using this sort of models for actual single player games, which would be quite unique, you know.
Yeah, there's this thing, what do you call, I think someone's working on a mod for Skyrim where any NPC which didn't have like a very expressive dialogue capacity, where they, for example, they get that like one or two lines like move along or I have nothing to say to you.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is with ChatGPT, they're building it in so that those NPCs could react better or react like with more different dialogue lines. Obviously not with
immersion.
Not with speech, but
with
movement.
Yeah. I imagine as time goes on, they can make the AI speech like voice thing work.
I mean, don't they have the Unreal Engine?
It's already there, right? With you know, like Obama.
Yeah,
the gaming president. So I mean, yes, it's already there.
Wait, wasn't there one with sorry?
No, Square Enix released a visual novel, which released I think a long time ago, which was text based, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem back then was the way they'd coded it. It only responds to actions written in that specific sentence.
Comment.
Yeah, so if you write like, if you want to like investigate something, you need to write like, I will investigate this cupboard. But if you write it any other way, it doesn't work. So they try to re-release it with an AI system in it so that it can respond like naturally to whatever interaction was thrown towards it, but it didn't work. I think every time it got stuck on something, it just kept on saying like, or I don't think
we should be talking about this
right now.
Because we didn't have the language models then.
Yeah, like now. That's what they're saying. So they're saying they need to still work on improving the language models.
Indeed. But at least we know ChatGPT isn't the only alternative. There are other alternatives that have different what they call LLMs, language learning models, which have a similar idea. Maybe not as unique, maybe not as powerful as ChatGPT, but has its own benefits and drawbacks compared to ChatGPT. But it's a step forward in gaming industry, or in almost any industry, to be honest, any creative industry. If you really think about it,
I think it's this is pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Stopping.
Yeah, yeah. For large scale NPC filled worlds.
So they don't really need to code.
That one is really cool. Like, obviously, you can't see too much. Like, unless you're reading what's going on, you wouldn't know what they're doing. But the fact that they're all doing things by themselves is a bit. It's a little scary as well, but.
It can take away like from a bigger studio, it may mean that they might lay off jobs where their entire job was to make NPCs interactions and
just basically the design unit.
But then again, any sort of technology, you remove jobs but you create more jobs as well.
No, that's true. But yeah. I imagine that we're going to see a lot of that hard shift occur. I imagine there'll be laws relating to it, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, there's no more narrators, so to say, for...
be shifting things.
I mean, any creative industry now is basically if you don't know how to use AI, you're not useful.
You are useless.
Basically, it's less about being creative and more about knowing how to use the creative programs. Like in most fields, like that's what's happening right now. Like especially like some creative stuff, like with marketing and all. Like it's very prominent in at least my industry.
Did you see the Premiere thing?
Premiere Firefly, right?
The text-based editing in the Premiere beta. That is so freaky.
Good stuff.
Have you guys seen?
It's called Firefly, right?
Is that the thing that cuts the thing based on?
Yeah. So you just need to type like cut this section off, and then it does a cut for you.
Yeah, it's called Adobe Firefly, so, taken? No.
Adobe Firefly is their Midjourney. Is their Midjourney competitor.
Okay. What is this?
They're adding an AI tool to Premiere Pro where when you're editing a video, you just need to type.
Oh, the one I sent. Okay, yeah, the one I sent Sashan a while back. That cuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cuts it for you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't think it'll remove creative
it removes the monotonous.
Less focus on the creativeness. I think it puts less focus on the skill required for the creativity, because an AI, as much as it's very good at mimicking the effect of dialogue, the effect of plot and story, it's for marketing, it probably is very useful, because marketing, you're trying your best to appeal as generally as possible. But in other creative fields, I imagine it just takes the amount of time it takes to learn the skill. Like with, for a while, to know how to paint a poster was a very good thing for movies. But then after Photoshop, you can just pop. It doesn't take away from the creativity because the person still has to know visual.
It can't. It can't think for itself yet. It's not going to say like it can't just come up with like, okay, here's your, you know, it still needs that. It still needs human input. And even like a lot of this AI, not art, but like a lot of the, there are people who do like these AI movie trailers and stuff. A lot of it also has post-production on it. It's not just like, oh, the AI spat it out this perfectly.
I imagine the content creation space, like YouTubes and the TikToks will be doing a lot of that shit.
But then if you think about it, right? If you think about it, that means small creators don't need to hire a large amount of team to create videos or content for them when a singular person can do it by themselves with just a singular prompt.
So what you're saying is we're taking away a job from the
I mean, if you're a small time creator like us.
No, you're right. Because I found this thing recently. I haven't used it yet, but because I haven't streamed, but there's this, and I don't know how good the tool is, but like there's this AI tool where they know they can automatically clip your streams and they can create it into like the TikTok or short format. So yeah. Like what I was doing with, again, it can't be very good. It just, it's kind of like how, it's not Middle, but it's something I used to use called Athena. Athena used to be able to pick up like, you know, when you get like, for example, in Overwatch, remember I used to say like my MVPs used to be from like killing a bunch of turrets.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It recognizes like when you do a bunch of kills that this is probably something you want to have saved, and then takes it from there. So, I mean, it helps with small stuff like that.
It can be. It's a pros and con thing. Like,
have you seen?
As with anything.
Yeah.
Have you seen this short video I saw where it's this guy, it's showing how people look at AI in the 80s and now, and it's, he's playing a guy from the 80s like, advanced artificial intelligence in the future will be able to automate the monotonous elements of life and creativity can flourish and we can focus on art and creating things, and then cut to now. I just made this painting and I'm selling it more than this guy on AI.
God.
No.
But yeah, all right. Thank you, Aruk, for the AI. Yeah. The NPCs are interesting. I wonder how long it's going to take for a big studio to use that in their.
They only published it, February this year.
I wouldn't be surprised if they've already started, like...
I'm already imagining a Ubisoft game. Assassin's Creed.
Actually, I think Ubisoft was one of the studios which said that they were going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw something.
I'm not sure about the AI thing.
No. That they're going to use AI to, like, with the...
Power.
With side quests and stuff. Mm. So, to do the writing.
Bethesda.
Honestly, if it's a game of that scale,
that makes sense.
Like Starfield, right? Like it's like Starfield. Like if it's going to be something which is of a massive scale, then
because doesn't Fallout 4 have Radiant quests as well? Like quests where it's just sort of generated quests. It was playing for the most part, but.
Does Fallout 4? I know Redfall, which is coming out tomorrow, has Radiant quests. I don't know the Fallout. Maybe Fallout 4 does as well.
I remember I was watching Joseph Anderson video and he said
it does. You know why? Because the settlement thing, that's a Radiant quest. You keep on getting it again and again and again. Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably like It's the only one I can think of, at least.
Okay. Alright. Lovely. Alright.
The small problem with it, though, is because of the large models that they use, how good can the PC handle it? So if you are like running a 3090 or something like that, like high-end specs, you may be able to run it better. But if you're running like a very low-end spec, most computers on average are low-end now, right? will they be able to run these high intelligence builds? Models, sorry.
Yeah, I imagine that model took a lot of RAM just to run that small pixel game.
A lot of, yeah, processing power.
Yeah, so I imagine.
It might even be a thing where, like, you know how...
Offline.
Yeah, no, it might be like an online thing, right? Where...
Off, yeah, that's what I mean. Like offline meaning
they
off.
They get the info from, they connect and...
But then, there's so many problems with it. But if it's able to, it'll be more progressive for the in-gaming industry. And
have you seen that video of these two sets of AIs playing hide-and-seek against each other? And they just kept running the game. And so one set of AI learned how to hide. Then the other set of AI learned how to use a ramp to get to the people who are hiding. Then that AI learned to hide the ramp. Then the other AI broke the game by throwing the ramp off the side of the map. And it just kept going. It was a very interesting video.
But yeah, let's keep moving forward.
All right, moving forward. Does anyone have anything else to bring up in the news?
Not really.
Not really, because I do. Have you all seen, I'm a fan of Pixar movies, all right? I like Pixar. I like Pixar in their golden era, especially. You know, Toy Story to Toy Story 3, that's when the best stuff came out. Cars 2 onwards, very hit or miss. But did you all see that trailer for Elemental?
We spoke about this privately.
Yes, that trailer for Elemental.
Is it a new trailer?
Yes, it's with the... It's not, yeah. Because at first the trailer was just this fire girl getting onto a train. That was it. Now they have the whole sort of shebang of a trailer.
The whole shebang.
And I'm just confused. What is this movie?
Is it supposed to be like Inside Out, but Elements?
No. Is it Inside Out?
I say that like I watched Inside Out. Oh, is it like the Emoji Movie but Elements?
No. It's not bad. It doesn't look like bad, but it just looks bland. It looks like a ball of nothing. It looks like a low tier Blue Sky movie.
For a Pixar movie, it's a bit
It has
this, like if Sony did this, you would have been like. Sony.
Actually, Sony nowadays, Sony's pretty good, isn't it? They did Spider-Verse and then they did Mitchells versus the Machines.
Those are enigmas of the Sonyverse.
Of the Sonyverse. We shall see. We shall see. However, it just looks like I feel like Pixar over the years, especially after the past few years has been going down a road of very just samey and safe, and I don't know why. And this movie doesn't even look that good, like animation wise looks fine. Is all
we're like, I mean, I'm pretty sure people have said this before, but like I'm pretty sure like Pixar now, Disney probably pushes them to like produce a lot more movies than they would want to over a certain time period.
I mean, business side of things, probably.
Yeah.
Well, before Pixar was bought, they were releasing about a movie a year anyway. So, I don't even know. They did push them to make sequels a lot, but this is not even a sequel. They could have just done anything.
I mean, now they do, like, movies and TV shows as well, right? With the Disney Plus.
Do they do
TV? No idea, yo.
I don't know. Filmography. List of Pixar films. I don't think they do a TV show. Either way, that's just my spiel.
Your spiel on the Pixar line.
Indeed. That's my spiel on the Pixar line. Pixar. Alright, so do you two have anything else you want to add before we move on?
No.
All right. Overwatch 2.
Overwatch 2. Okay.
We played it a little bit more than last time.
That how you're gonna introduce your Overwatch segment every time? Every time it's just, we have been playing it a little bit, everyone.
We played it a little bit more. And so we've gotten more used to the Life Weaver edition, the Brig changes, the other things. There's not really much else they change, is there, besides Brig and Life Weaver? If I can think.
Talantis is there.
Talantis as well. It was well enough. What are your thoughts? Are you happy with it? Are you getting bored? Are you getting stale? Are you getting a big ball or nothing? What are you feeling? What's the feeling?
I feel like I'm playing more this season than any other season.
Really? Is it because you have more
fun? I don't necessarily know if it's because I enjoy it, but I feel like I've been playing a bit more than usual.
Alright. I'm enjoying it so far. I'm enjoying the game.
Would you say this is your favorite season out? Would you say this is your most season of all seasons?
My favorite season. I liked first season one because it was just new. Season two I liked quite a bit. Season three was a season.
It was a season of change.
I like season four. I don't really care for Life Weaver that much. But I'm surprised Brig isn't that absurd.
I'm not. I feel like people overrated that Brig change to they overhyped that Brig change to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the legit fear.
No, No. Fair enough, right? It looks and in the right situation it's probably like a big high impact alt, but it was never gonna be Goats 3. Goats 2, Goats 3.
Some people actually like think that the older alt is better for some things, but then a lot of people are just saying it's become a very situational alt.
Isn't this just an evolution of the old alt?
No, so I think the older one has a bit of a wind up.
Okay.
The old one, the health built, like it slowly just kept generating. This one, you get 100 armor. And then it doesn't generate more from there. It generates for other people. But for you, you're just... Now you have 100 more health that can be healed. It's still strong because it's armor. And, you know, giant, big-ass shield.
Hmm.
I mean...
Things
like... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, game's fun. Game's enjoyable. Alright.
Musical.
Musical. Now, do I want to get to the next game?
I guess.
What is the next?
I don't have much time.
We'll do it anyway. Why not? So, this meaty message is called Boo, a meaty musical. Why is it called Boo? Because we all have fears. Do you have fears?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your fears?
Cockroaches.
That's cockrophobia. I don't know what it's called, actually.
Cockphobia.
But you
heard it here.
But, like, in that likeness, we all have fears, and they all have words for what those fears are. I have here a list of 10 fears. Tell me, what are these fears about? What would you be scared of if you were... these certain fears. Are we ready to play?
Let's do
this. Let's not keep score. I can't be bothered.
Finally, you've given up on the score system.
That whole spiel earlier, and it's like, I can't be bothered.
Tell me, what's the fear? What are you scared of if you have arachnophobia?
Spiders.
And
like spiders.
Arachnids.
Yeah.
Indeed. Starting off easy. Arachnophobia. What are you scared of if you have technophobia?
Technology.
Scared of technology. Have a fear of technology. Hide your phones, hide your ass. Tell me.
Okay.
What fear do you have if you are pyrophobic?
Fire.
Flames. Yeah. Oh no, yeah, he's afraid flames. Of me.
I have that.
You're afraid of me, aren't you, Dilanta?
But
it's because anyway, yeah. Sorry. I was about to go into this deep explanation about why I have it, but it's cool.
Let me go ahead if you want to.
No, it's because I got it like from the temple, actually, because one day I was going to go light lamps and I think the ground had like burning oil or someone had spilled a candle or something. Well, it's not a candle, a lamp. Someone had spilled a lamp and I was walking on that and I got burnt.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, again at the temple, ironically, with the incense sticks, someone jabbed one into my arm and that burnt as well. By accident, it was a crowded scene, so they had accidentally just stuck it into my arm.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah, so now, especially at temples, I hate fire. It's just like, I don't even light a lamp anymore. I just hold someone else's like arm while they're lighting it.
Wonderful. All right, yeah. Well, we have a pyrophobic in the house, in the house. But on that same note, what are you if you're hydrophobic?
Water.
You have a fear of water. I don't know how that works, but you have a fear of water. This one's a common one. Oh dear, you're scaring a hydrophobic audience member. this is a common one. It's weird, but it's one that a lot of people have. Trypophobia.
It's the whole one, right?
Yeah.
Tryptophobia.
Fear of holes.
Trypophobia. So you have fear of holes.
Yeah, fear of holes.
Thank you for that hole you are showcasing.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's actually fear of a lot of holes, right? Not just one.
Irregular holes. Yeah. Irregular holes.
Yeah.
Like if you have like, what's the word? Goosebumps or something? What? That scares them.
No, it has to be a hole. It can't just be like a...
Yeah.
It what has to like, go through something.
Yeah. Things like that. Alright, hemophobia.
What?
We're getting harder now. Hemophobia, not homophobia.
Blood?
Hemo? Yeah, even I was thinking blood.
Yeah, that's blood. Fear of blood.
Okay.
Hemoglobin.
I was going to say something way different and I'm glad.
Alright, this one. Can you guess this? Gymnophobia.
Don't tell me it's at the gym.
If only it isn't.
No.
Is it not gym. Exercising in general?
No. It has nothing to do with exercising actually.
Yeah, that's called fat phobia.
That's not a fear of exercising.
No.
Gymnophobia is a fear of nudity.
Okay.
Okay.
Indeed.
I thought that had another name.
Nudophobia. Send nudophobia. Alright, next word is apiphobia.
Alphabets?
A fear of the alphabet? No.
Api?
Okay.
Api.
Can you give a hint?
It's alive.
What? It's alive?
It's alive.
Like small creatures.
A fear of live streaming. I don't know.
Fear of live streaming. No, it's not a fear of live streaming.
A fear of a small creature of some sort.
Perhaps it is.
Rats?
No, it's not. It's a fear of bees.
Apiteres. Is it called apiteres?
Apiteres. The apiteres is what there is. Indeed. This one. I'm sure you're all going to get this. Phasmophobia.
Ghosts.
Fear of ghosts, popularized by the famous.
I have a question for you, Akshad.
Yes.
Why are we going with the phobias?
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind, continue.
Because he's going to unveil them all to you.
I'm going to unveil them all to you. And the final one, a gyrophobia.
Fear of gyrating.
Fear of gyrating.
Is it the fear of like being. What's it Heights. Called?
No.
No. That's
acrophobia.
Yeah.
Gyrophobia is going around and around. Drag on gyroscope.
No, it's got nothing.
Is it being from like suspended in the air?
No, not even. It's the fear of crossing the street.
Okay. Mm. I did.
Bonus
Interesting
round.
Interesting stuff.
Bonus round, I have one.
What's that?
This one I just know in general. Trickside decaphobia.
Thanks.
Fear of doing tricks on the sidewalk.
It's
on a double
decaphobia. I'll let y'all ask questions.
Okay.
Is it Does a it... word?
What?
Of course it's a word. Is it a... Is it an action or an object?
Neither.
Is it a state of being?
No.
Can you say it again?
Trickside decaphobia.
Trickside decaphobia. Is it a fear of... No.
Is it a fear of shapes?
No.
Is it
you
an
said
emotion?
That like I'm close.
Okay, to name more categories and maybe you'll stumble across it.
Is it an emotion?
No.
So it's close to a shape.
Is it close to like a fear of shapes?
In a sense, I want you to like name more general categories.
Okay.
Oh, is
chairs.
It?
No. Like broad categories.
Like
furniture.
No.
No, he said it's not a thing. He said it's not a thing. So it's like
category.
It's like an idea or a concept. You're
kinda,
of that
kinda,
thing.
But again, you need to narrow it down a bit more from
Isn't
there.
Isn't like hexagons?
Politics.
Okay, Anuk is getting a bit. You said shapes before, right?
I said shapes, yeah.
Okay, no, just name other things.
Okay.
Fear of right angle triangles.
Fear of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You.
Okay, let's just say. You said hexagon, you said shapes, Akshan said something about right angle triangles. Right, so let's just say that.
Hexagon.
No, let me just say. Okay, it has something to do with. It's a main thing, it's a main contributor in maths. Let's just say it like that, and then you'll.
Fear of equations.
No. Yeah. More basic than that.
Algebra.
Fear of addition.
No, more basic. When I talk, when
fear
you talk about
minus negatives,
when you talk about
numbers.
Maths, what is it about?
Fear of numbers.
But this is a specific okay. number.
Oh, the number 13.
There we go.
Oh.
There's
different. Are there different phobias for
so
specific numbers?
This is probably just for 13 because people are superstitious about the 13. That's why if you're not a superstitious person and you want a cheap flight ticket, get a flight on a Friday the 13th.
People just don't fly then.
Yeah.
Travel advice from.
Will you die or not die is up to you to decide.
Yeah, at least you got a cheap flight, right?
Yep.
I mean.
Yep.
Oh, good lord. All right. Well, one other thing I did ask everyone to bring today for show and tell. You bring your items, your pets, your dogs with you.
Yes.
For this show and tell of recommendations. I just ask everyone to bring a recommendation to recommend to us, to everyone out there. Recommend something. What do you
do? I'll bring it to a team.
Anyone want to start?
Well, I don't start at last.
I definitely have something in mind. Yeah, definitely
yeah,
not
sure.
Looking it up right now.
I'll start. So
my
recommendation is a film from the year 2022. It's a critically acclaimed film with multiple memes spawning from this one film. And with its lead actor gaining the amazing title of worst actor. I'm, of course, talking about the movie Morbius.
Your recommendation?
No, I'm joking. That was a joke. It's not even a film that I'm recommending.
On the topic, is Jared Leto really the worst actor?
I think it earned him
no.
like... like a something. A some, no, it earned him something like worst actor.
Is it, did he earn like what's an award show called? Is it the Razzie?
The Golden Raspberry Awards.
Did you get a Razzie for that?
Golden Raspberry Awards. Let's see. Let's see the.
Because I don't
he
think
did.
He's.
I think he did, right?
I don't think he's the reason that that movie was bad, though. As someone who has definitely seen the movie.
Yeah, so it's current. It's currently held by Jared Leto in for Morbius.
That's kind of. I mean, you guys have watched the movie, right? Isn't that a bit of a stretch?
Well, it's other nominees, the other nominees were Pete Davidson from Marmaduke, Tom Hanks for Geppetto from Pinocchio, Machine Gun Kelly.
Which Pinocchio?
The
Disney's Pinocchio.
Disney's one.
Okay.
Not Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio.
Okay.
From these nominees, yes.
Okay. Anyways,
maybe.
My recommendation has nothing to do with film. It's to do with music. It's the only one that came to mind when Akshan asked this of us. It is the new album by Mr. NF called Hope. Anuk is probably the only one out of the other than me out of the four of us to listen to it probably.
Yep. Yeah. I have not fallen on the NF train yet.
He is a
musical genius.
He in simple terms, he's a rapper, and he has had quite a few years now. I think this is probably his like sixth album or fifth.
So, come on, Mr. Edgar.
Mansion Therapy Session, Clouds, The Search, Perception. This is number six. Hope is number six.
Another six.
And for people who have listened to him before, he used to speak basically, he used to speak his mind about the bad things that happened to him and in his life, which is what a lot of people relate to and why people started listening to his music. But with this new album, he has, as the name suggests, he has found new hope and has this new album has a new spin on it, which is the fact that like all of it is, it still has those topics of like, you know, serious issues in his life, but it's coming now from an angle of actually getting over those and going on with his life rather than dwelling on it.
That is hopeful.
That is hopeful, yes.
Hopeful.
Hopeful. What's the name of the guy again?
Hope.
Hope. NF. The album's name is Hope and the singer, so rapper is NF.
NF, yeah.
I see.
The good thing about NF is he doesn't swear in any of his songs also.
I see why you like him, Anuk.
Like, I mean, even Sejan also listens to it, so.
No. I've there's one of his songs that I really like, but I've forgotten the name of it now.
Search.
No, it's. I think it's Lai.
The singer.
Is it Lai? Wait, let me.
Might be.
Lai is an older album, I think.
Yeah.
No, Lai is a new album.
It's from
Sorry.
Perception. It's from Perception.
Yeah. New.
Yeah, that's the only song I really listen to. But he's good. He has a nice voice. Nice voice.
Was it you who sent me, sir? Or was it someone else sent me something about how they broke down NF, Hope, the song, how they made it?
Yeah. So it's... His composer for most of the music is Tommy Prophet. He has... On his YouTube channel, he goes through what they... how they like construct the song, because NF just does he just basically sings the song and then gives it to the composer, and based on what the how the flow of it is, they build the music afterwards, is how I understand the process to go. And like, it has like these many layers, if you listen, like very intricate layers in the song, like with a lot of orchestral music, lots of trailer effects, and stuff like that. Like there's even the choir soundboards and all.
And it's like layered upon layered and layered with like the obvious normal. There's no guitar, there's just like piano and kick drums and all also.
Electronically made.
Yeah.
Sounds nice. Sounds nice.
That's my recommendation. Next person.
Play. Alright. Delante, you definitely had this prepared beforehand.
No, but I mean, I don't want to steal all the spotlight, you know. I think Anuk should.
I think you should go.
I insist, Ade. Anuk, you can take the stage.
I insist. You should go first. Yeah,
Me, me. Sure, you guys sure about this? All right.
You prepared, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just give me a second. I got it here.
You prepared?
He's gonna read a copy pasta.
Oh, please.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know if I've recommended this before, but I'm bringing it up again because the sequel came out a couple of weeks ago.
You're gonna talk about Birdie Wing?
No, it's a game.
Okay.
I'm talking about Coffee Talk. Have you ever spoken about Coffee Talk before?
You have.
I don't.
No, okay, I think that was the first one. So I'm pretty sure I might have brought it up during one recommendation.
You have.
But yeah. The sequel released a couple of days ago, and I think it's the final game in the series.
Wow.
It's a very nice game. Very nice game. Very, very calm, relaxing, a lot of lo-fi music. Interesting. So the premise behind the whole story is about, again, as a recap, since I brought this up, maybe 10 podcasts ago, you're a barista in Seattle, and the world is like filled with all sorts of natural and supernatural creatures. So you have like orcs, trolls, and humans, and people from all over. So you're the barista, people come in, and the interesting thing about your coffee shop is it's only open at night. So you always get like a lot of interesting people rolling through the town and rolling through your store and stuff, and you need to make drinks for them depending on their mood and what's going on in their life and stuff. Also, there's an interesting twist about yourself as well that you find out as you play through the story. So it's an interesting little game, not gonna lie. I think the original is still on and overwhelmingly positive on Steam. The new one's just on very positive, but I think that's probably because...
When did it release?
The second one came out on the 20th of April.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good, quick little game to play. Easy one to complete achievements in for all you achievement hunters. I mean, I completed all the achievements.
Do you make the coffee? Like, do you make the coffee.
Office? You make the
then
coffee.
I might play this year.
Your coffee connoisseur.
You have to. So what you do is you get like you have ingredients, and the person like tells you like they either specifically say I want like a chai latte, or they say like give me a drink that matches the pain I'm feeling within my heart, and then you make them, and then you have to make them like a whatever. Yeah, you actually have to make the drink. And even one of the other things is they let you make latte art. So sometimes customers will come in and say, like, draw a picture of a cat or something. And then you draw a picture of a cat and give it to them. And they say, wow, this is indeed a cat.
One guy goes, make me a drink to quench my sadness.
Yes, sir. Cold milk. Cold like the ice in your heart.
Oh, no.
I remember I played a horror game where you were a barista, and for some reason I enjoyed the barista part of it very much.
Is it Necro Barista?
No, what was the name of that game, man? Let me find it. It was a Japanese horror game, so it was bloody disturbing. Where are you? I saw Markiplier playing it.
You were playing it at Arpico?
No, Markiplier was playing it. The closing shift. Oh my god. It's a disturbing game.
There's actually a lot of there's a lot of coffee like barista related games I can say.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. so I wouldn't.
Anyway, Coffee Talk 2, Chapter 2 is my recommendation. And the first one if you haven't played it. Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation. I will be checking it. I was looking at the store page actually. What am I saying? All right. Anok, do you have a book?
I have a song that I would like to recommend. It is by.
Musical today, aren't we?
Yeah, that is the theme, isn't it?
Yeah. It is a musical. Yeah.
So the song is by Coldplay. It is Clocks.
I think anyone's heard this song before.
Bit of a...
Tell us what's great about it.
Okay, so. There are multiple interpretations of any song, right? But the way I interpreted it is, as some people also interpreted it, is talks about existential crisis or issues in life with time, in respect to time. So it talks about how we are given many opportunities, but due to some circumstances, we choose the wrong outcome, wrong choice. That leads us to a wrong path, and how we long to go back, as the lyrics goes, I think, let me check it up, come back and take you home. You know, he wants to go back to his previous state where he was happy, or, you know, where he didn't make a mistake in life. So he wants to return back home. It hits close to home a little bit. But anyways, continuing, there is also an interpretation about romance and stuff like how relationships have issues and how with time everything sorts out. But yeah, that is my recommendation. It's a nice song.
So, yeah. I just started looking at the lyrics because I've never actually thought about the lyrics. I just remember the piano and I'm like,
Next time you listen to Clocks, remember the interpretations.
I'll remember what Anuk said, and I'll just listen to the lyrics a little harder. All right. Well, those are recommendations. My recommendation is a movie. There are a few movies. I saw 13 movies this year, that came out this year, rather.
You're recommending all 13 of them? Not right.
I recommend all 13 of them. Of course. Definitely. Oh, God. What do I not recommend? I mean, I do. There's a movie I'm just going to mainly recommend. But if you like dialogue, fun dialogue, funny little dialogue movie, watch Air, the Michael Jordan shoe movie.
Is it good, though? I've heard a lot of negative
reviews, good.
Isn't it?
It's good. It's fine. It's good. It's not. It's like it's got some problems with it, but
it's not the next evolution in cinema, but it's a movie.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to say it. It's not trying to be groundbreaking. It's just, it's fine. It's fun. Fun movie talk. I also saw Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I saw the very.
How was that, actually? I want to ask. How was that movie?
It's pretty good. But if you're a man, you'll be uncomfortable. There's a lot of boobs and period talk.
Oh, no.
What can we ever do?
It's unacceptable.
It's more that it's uncomfortable because you're watching these little girls talk about it and like discuss this stuff, and there's jokes about it, and it feels like you just walked into some kid's room and they don't know you're there, so it's just very like, let me put my head down and not to look at the screen right now.
maybe that's the tone they were trying to go for with the movie.
It is because it, like, the movie does try it. It's pretty good. I'd recommend it. Creed 3, I'm not going to say anything else about that, because a certain actor from that. Dungeons & Dragons was good. Boys Afraid is absurd.
Talking about the Quantumania guy.
Quantumania guy. That's his name. Changed it.
He's now the Quantumania guy.
But the movie I'm recommending, which is so far my favorite movie of the year, I'm imagining that'll change, Suzume. Makoto Shinkai Suzume. It's very, my lord, in a movie theater. Oh, wonderful. It looks so good. It's amazing looking. It's amazing. There's a point where someone grabs onto a chair and they just shoot up into the sky. And it looks amazing. It looks
what, like in the cinema?
Yeah, in the cinema.
Someone just shoots up into the air.
Someone takes their seat and then they watch the movie and then they just fall in the air.
Fly up into the air. It's very visually exciting. It looks very much... like one thing I didn't like love about Weathering With You was that while it was fine, visually, it just felt like it was a movie. It was not that visually exciting in my mind. It was very reliant on the dialogue and the talking and the to sell its story a lot. Whereas Suzume, I really like that visually it communicates a lot of ideas, a lot of concepts.
Is there like a better balance between like your
visual
and dialogue? Okay.
Yeah. And the dialogue is fun.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. No, it's fun dialogue. It's funny. It's funny and it's a bit absurd because certain things happen. But it like treats it as it is, you know, how an anime treats absurd concepts. I like the characters. I would have been very fine with the movie going on for 4 hours with those same characters even after the movie ended because they were very enjoyable characters to be watching.
How long is the movie? Oh, like
2 hours. Okay. Okay. Just a 2 hour movie. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not ready to do another 3 hour movie anytime soon.
I think it's more like the feeling after Your Name ended. So like, I like these characters. I wouldn't mind seeing more of them. The concept is cool. The world, the mythology that he builds is cool. Animation great. It's a pretty damn good movie. There's some plot hole-ish things and some weird contrivances, sure. But they work. Like for the most part, the movie works and it's easy to forgive any flaws. Suzume, I recommend. I suggest you see it in a theater if you can, because my lord, it looks amazing.
I hope that it's there by the end of the month. Because maybe I might be able to watch it.
That'd be nice. Do not watch it in dub.
Is the dub not good at all? Or
I watched both. I watched subtitles first and then I watched the dub. The dub, the problem with it is that the voice actors are fine. The voice actors are good even, you could say. It's hard to tell because the way they wrote the dub is terrible. The writing is just so weird. There was a point where a character goes, "Hey girl," and I was like, "What are you?" They really tried to Americanize it, like to a not a good degree.
Unfortunately, that's what every dub does, right? Like
most dubs are like, you know, the voice actors are a bit weird. The way there's no emotions for them sometimes. Feels like they're just acting.
Yeah. Are you saying the voice actors are just acting?
Studio Ghibli. I would say
it's in the name.
I just heard what you just said. Studio Ghibli, I would say, does their dubs pretty well, but that's also because they hire Disney to do it for them.
Oh, yeah. Higher production.
High production value. Cowboy Bebop, very good dub. This movie, I don't know if the dub's there.
Would you recommend to watch the TV show then?
Watch the TV show.
Oh, okay, got it. Understood.
There's a Suzume TV show?
No.
Oh, the Cowboy Bebop TV show.
I also would recommend the Cowboy Bebop anime series. If you want to watch the live action show, go ahead. It's not Cowboy. I don't know what that show is. I saw the first 6 episodes. It's absurd. It's very dumb. Very cheap as well. Anyway, yeah, my recommendation, Suzume. Check it out. I just realized. Did I not just make no face but yellow? From Spirited Away?
You make the gangster version.
The gangster version of no face. Alright, well, I think we've come to an end.
I have something to ask the audience. Did you all hear about the Phantom of Opera ending?
What?
Since we're talking about musicals. On Broadway.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
wait.
Phantom of Opera, the musical, which has been running for like what, 35 years, is ending in 16th of April this year.
Yeah, really?
Longest running musical ever. It's finally coming to an end.
Wow.
Ba 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 ba. Don't copyright this, Andrew.
That's crazy. What? This is like
this is like a proper Broadway show.
Like the quintessential, like it is Broadway, you know. Yeah, if Broadway had to be like one production, it's that.
Wait, what's the other musical that was ending? Oh, no, not ending. Sorry, the other musical that is known.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Isn't it Les Miserables?
Is it? Shrek, no, wait, is it? No. What's the Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. Cats actually. You know what? Cats might be the answer.
Cats ended.
Yeah.
Isn't there like another one? Like something to do with a job or something, or the room or some rent.
Oh, rent. Yeah, I think it's just called Rent.
Yeah, Rent. Rent musical. One of them successes. Rent. Hamilton is still running.
Hamilton. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Hamilton. Yeah. Hamilton.
But Hamilton is Hamilton. Like in the broad sense of things, you know what I'm saying? Broadway. It's like it's pretty new. It's pretty new on the
2015.
Yeah.
So, not even 10 years old.
Exactly.
Lion King.
So, I mean, it's good.
Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King was another one.
1995 or something. Yeah, Lion King's one.
My parents went and saw another musical in the UK.
Which one was it?
I think it was a biblical one, though. Joseph and the Technicolor something.
Technicolor Dream.
Technicolor Dream.
Technicolor Court. Court, yes.
It's Technicolor Court, right?
Yeah.
Technicolor
Court.
Dream Court. Or Dream Court.
Dream Court.
Okay, yeah.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor. Dream Court. All right,
that's another one there. So apparently, all right.
Is that Lloyd Webber? That's Lloyd Webber.
Wicked is also technically a big Broadway show. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
they're doing a movie, right? Isn't Ariana Grande?
Yeah,
they are doing a movie. I forgot they're doing a movie. Can't wait.
Wouldn't The Wizard of Oz be older than Wicked, though?
It definitely is, yeah. Because Wicked is based on, I think,
just the Wizard of Oz. It's based on the witch mostly, right?
Yes, yes.
So it's about the it's a prequel, right?
One moment.
prequel musical of giving her personality and a world.
But Wicked was the one with Angelina Jolie, right? No.
No, that's
my list. I'm sorry.
That's the Sleeping Beauty Queen.
Yeah, okay.
Alright. Phantom of the Opera's ending. Everything's ending. Everything everywhere.
Life is ending.
Alright, so that's our recommendations. I think I'd wait for Sashan to get back.
That's probably a good idea.
Oh, God.
Musicals.
Anything that's coming out in the near future that y'all are excited for?
There's not a lot of things coming out that I can think of.
Yeah, when is the Summer Game Fest?
June or July.
Well, we'll be here discussing what comes out. Hopefully Hollow Knight Silksong will be in that Summer Game Fest.
I would think it has to be. There's no way they're gonna do like a subtle like it's coming.
Don't you think they might do it towards the end of the year rather than the middle?
No. As in this will be like the release date announcement, I would think.
Ah, okay.
Finally. Yeah. I'm not saying it's gonna release, it's just gonna be like it's coming.
Or would they not release
December
it at the same time they announce it?
2023.
Well, the thing is, the first Hollow Knight, they announced the release date and it was 2 weeks after the announcement.
Yeah, so
they
anything can happen, but I think it's going to be there for sure. Anyway.
I'm excited to see it, but we'll see. Either way, I think we're coming to our end. Sefan, shall we say our goodbyes?
Let us,
Rosa. All right. Bye-bye.
Hope see y'all.
Hold up, man. I haven't even seen
it. It was nice knowing you.
I thought it was leading up to like bigger
crap. Right, so now it's
okay. Bye. Okay, bye.